Blog Talk Radio.
Real Radio Part 2. Okay, so we're just going to get right back into the show. This is Part 2 of the Real Radio Show for January 11th, 2017. So I was saying I want to make love to you, girl. I want to... I look forward to your whole living experience, golden, heavenly, right? What you've always dreamed of. You tell me, we're going to get, later on in the show, we're going to talk about stopping vaginal mutilation in Samara and breast ironing in Cameroon, okay, and outlawing child abuse and physical mutilation in females. So for now, though, you tell me, girl, you tell me what you want, okay? Whisper in my ear when we're talking on the phone, when we're together, okay? No matter who's listening, tell me how I can please you, what it takes to make you my girl, okay? Tell me how to fulfill your needs. Tell me what your dreams are and fantasies are so I can be the one that makes your dreams come true. So we can share memorable moments. So you can be all the ladies in the world to me, all in one. And I'm the only man for you. Some of this may work for you, you know. Some may be from some of the other girls. You know, you have to tell me what turns you on, what makes your vagina wet, what makes you secrete, what gets you excited. You have to tell me, what should I do? What do I do that makes your vagina start salivating and dripping? That gets your reproductive organs working, your body ready. That'll get you to the point where your nipples start protruding and getting hard. That you want me inside your love. Plus, I'll show you love and make you rich with your love. The whole world's opening up to me. You know, that's how it works for me, though. You know, I got everything else I could ever possibly need, and having a girl is like having the key to the door of a new house. You all that I need. You like my new ATM card, new debit card to a multi-million-dollar priceless account to heaven. With you, all things are possible. And with me, all things opened up for you. That's how it all works. All your dreams are alive in me. Beautiful. Like, I love everything about you. You love everything about me, no matter what. Beautiful. I see you in the future. All right. Back to the show. I'm thinking about your show, girl. Listen, tickets. Sell tickets for the shows. People. Everybody. When you see the tickets available, you can work directly with me. You know, you can get. I can generally get people working directly with me. If they're $50 or $100, because I can get them for like $25. You know, $10, $25. You know, you can generate some profit. However, there's a suggested retail. You know, if they're selling for $50 or $100, and you get it for $10 or $25, you know, you can make some money. Okay. When we're doing a school tour in the different states and different cities, okay, it's free admission. We come into the auditoriums. You know, I get to meet some of you all in the high schools, junior high, and elementaries. Man, we're going to have such a good time. I do a couple songs. You know, we talk about the future. You guys have to write down your dreams and goals. What do you like to accomplish in the future? Where you want to build your houses? You know, what kind of offices you want to open up? What kind of companies you'll work for? All these good things. You got to think about all these and have it written down. That way, that we can get started on the future. At the auditorium, we give you free admission to the show also. So when you come to the show in the auditorium, we give you free admission to the show. So making love and preparing for reproduction doesn't cause debt, by the way. Somebody tried selling some of the youth this. I mean, look, making love and preparing for reproduction actually generates positive currency income, okay? It doesn't require dollar coin. It requires
biological credit currency, folios, and asset accounts. Okay, the energy that you have, your physical currency, belongs to you. You're already wealthy. Okay, and we just connect with the financial institutions and the organizations that recognize your currency and are able to document your currency and give you access to a usable and currency that you can use and actually you use as a tool for purchasing or transfer, okay, with other organizations. That's important. Okay, those with no debt stay debt free. Those who do that already will monitor admissions to the shows for the tickets. Okay, so you can make money if you don't have any debt. You really don't have any need for money if you have a financial portfolio and you have credit, because people just give you more and more credit. You have somebody who's a pleasure to have around. Well, somebody's a pleasure to have around. Look, you can come anywhere in Man Row with me. You come to shows. Look, it doesn't cost you anything, man. You can come on a tour bus, the jet, the yacht. You go anywhere I go. You come backstage. Look, that's my people. Don't worry about it. It don't cost you nothing. Here, look. I'll throw your keys to the Benz, the Hummer, the truck. You need a key to the house. Look, I got a couple houses up the way in Beverly Hills. You can stay at that house when you're in town. Don't worry about it. Nobody lives there. It's empty. It's just like your house. Hey, my house is your house. That's what it's like when you have good credit currency. People do for you. Okay, they don't ask you for anything. All right, and that's why I expect for other people also. You know, people treat me like that. People give me access to just about anything. People leave me with their kids, with their wives. That's trust, $1 billion trust, because they understood that I'm going to do the right thing. Just because I can doesn't mean I do. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I talk about love and stuff. Yeah, I'm a man. You know, I'm a male. I seek love, regardless. I seek reproduction. How it really when it comes out to it, I only need one lady, just like a lot of other men. I don't misappropriate people, though. Does it make sense? I mean, seriously speaking. Some people may think it's funny. Some people may think it's not. Some people get really serious and really, really want to understand this. I'm telling you, people give me access to whatever it is that I need. Okay? And that's the same way it's due when you have credit. And people who don't have any credit, you know, usually you can utilize a dollar coin network. You know, people are like, oh, yeah, it's free. So you can have this money system to be free. clear youth who don't have any secondary systems working, stay clean and clear. You don't need it. Those who do that already will monitor admissions to the shows. You know what? Let me tell you something, girl. There's no other male that can compete with me. None of these other guys, none of these boys, they can't. I'm the guy that's gonna raise you too late, like I said before. Okay. And think about that. And while I'm doing my radio show, I think about y'all. I tell you, I go out. By the way, graduation's coming up for some in a few months. How many have a graduation party? Raise your hand. Okay, if you would like to have a graduation party and don't have a venue yet and or are interested in putting a party together and haven't really considered it, contact clubcampusland.com about planning and hosting your graduation party. You can text me as well, 909-680-7261. I got the cool information on parties in your area also, Friday night, Saturday night parties. I also have some scholarship parties coming up as well to award grants and scholarships to continue your education. Full grants cover housing, transportation, education. You get to experience an intern with a multi-million-dollar partnering organization, learn fundraising principles, marketing, and create a perpetual wealth income while you're studying. So this is incredible. This comes with as little as 7-week certification program to full industry major graduating diploma programs. Okay. Housing and transportation also. I want you to see me as the man you confide in. You be my girl, so I can confide in you, and we stay young forever together. Okay. All right, back to the show. Each
Each person that's distributing tickets, by the way, look, I get 10 tickets. You can say, let's just hypothetically say $10 admission to the show, private party, et cetera. This is how they. This is how you become free. Okay? And we'll discuss that. The $100 investment, they give you $200 back. You can invite 10 people for $10 and get your $100 taken care of. But then they give you $200 at the event. So you never come out of the pocket for any money. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about this now. It's very serious. This is what people have been waiting for, okay? Now, I'm going to get back to talking to you, beautiful, in a few minutes. However, okay, in other countries, it was brought to my attention this past few days. Okay, I had some people from Samoa and Cameroon. All right, this is a very serious thing in these countries. And around the world, we have to address some matters. We don't want things like this happening in our part of the world, so I don't want people in other parts of the world thinking it's okay. Look, female circumcision and vaginal mutilation, cutting off the vagina lips, all that has to stop. Cutting off the clitoris and all that. You know, we weren't supposed to do that in the U.S. in 99% in mainstream society, and we don't intend to have anybody have been exposing us to that. Okay? In Cameroon, breast ironing has to stop. The way flatten the breast. Breasts are naturally, generally, grow plump and really, really not, and, you know, just full. Keep your breasts round, plump, and firm, and full. Okay? We don't get into ironing breasts and taping them to your body and stuff like that. Okay? You have to encourage fullness of your breasts, plump and firmness. Okay? Let's stop it all around the world, especially in Cameroon and Samoa. Okay? I was telling them, you know, if we have to go in here and purchase some of these families, purchase some of these stocks, I purchase these girls and their families. Okay? You all come over here, you made with me, made with our families. Okay, I'm talking to them. All you, stop the circumcision and the ironing. Okay? Well, I'll put the mating programs together for these families and restore wealth in these jurisdictional areas in Cameroon and Samoa if necessary. I was looking online. It didn't really look that bad. However, you know, I can see some of these countries probably need a little bit of assistance. You know? However, you guys look like you kind of had it together. So I'm trying to figure out, has this stopped already? However, if you're complaining about it here in the U.S., then we need to address this a little bit further and say, no, if it, then we need it to stop now. From this point on, it will no longer exist, okay, and we have to see it that way. Those who have been ironed, we have restoration programs, and those who have been circumcised, we have vaginal restoration programs so you can reproduce, so, okay, because they would, you know. Let's restore nipple sensitivity and clitoral stimulation. For those we can assist and start new, deal. Okay, sewing the vagina together is not really a desirable situation. So let's stop this and prevent this from going on in the future. Some beautiful ladies, you all just need the right programs that go along with the young ladies living naturally. Okay, make some of you beautiful ladies, wives, you know, free from ironing and vagina mutilation. You can be my wives, part of the wifey group. Hundreds of wives that go into the group that makes up the complete current for my wife. Or spouse. My grandma's spouse. I love my grandmother, though. Yeah, this is what it's like, though, when you're single. You know, anybody's a potential mate. Until you tell me who you are, until I get that text, I'm looking for you. So we can share love. I'm officially outlawing. Now, how long this is going to take is a question. However, I'm declaring an officially outlawing female genitalia mutilation. anywhere in the world. We will no longer mutilate vaginas anywhere in the world. And I personally am prepared to manage these young ladies and their families to prevent any further mutilation. I have a reproductive system that will mate with ladies. Families and even officials that are ready to assist in ensuring that we can produce the results necessary to satisfy everyone and or everybody in this particular situation, no matter what the situation. Okay? Whether we have to go to Samara or Cameroon, or whether we have to bring you all here, well, we can get the hotline going. I gave you all the 800 number on Facebook. So you can message us or call or email us the information necessary, who you are, so that we can help. Okay? If anyone in Samara or Cameroon who was previously operating in this capacity is attempting such operations, report it to the U.S. Reporting Agency at usreportingagency.org. Scroll down, click the link, go to the reporting page, and fill in a report. Give us a tip on who it is. It is no longer permissible, and we can provide everyone with help. This goes for Samara as well as other global regions. You are not a man's enemy, okay? You are ladies, elegant, classy, intelligent. If I have to come there personally to see the people, okay, then let's plan it. Tell the U.S. Embassy that you want the Ajmi Manual Registration, KBAK, to come here, and I'll do some events, spread some love, and I'll share with you all. If the president doesn't have the right program for you, then we'll work on putting a program together. Build some houses, some schools, some grocery stores, install the social order correctly so people can understand what they're supposed to have been doing. Not only in Cameroon and Samara, in Ghana and Nigeria and Libya, Liberia, and more than 100 countries that need a love blessing, regardless of how wealthy they are or aren't, or how much they have it together or don't have it together. Military, yes, I noticed that they've installed military in most of, in these parts of the world. We have a global international U.S. operations military army as well. We do go into other countries all around the world and make a presence. We must, however, use love and not physical war. Okay, our military, our army is a love army and includes soldiers and citizens from all 100 countries all around the world. You all are international U.S. operations, including in addition to us. Okay, we must equip ourselves, okay, and our soldiers with tools for a loving engagement with our global family. For this is how we win, with love and happiness and adoration and affection. Okay, to see people professionally dressed soldiers, ready to teach the people how to live correctly, not fear and coercion. Love, family. This is what I must do when going around the globe, reinstall the love, and that's my mission. The happiness, the smiles, the laughter, the peace, the positivity. This is our world working, and this is what keeps us living and moving forward, progressing toward our futures today. Okay? I don't want to hear about meat manufacturers grounding up human vagina, clitoris, or lips in the meat eater. Okay? Now, y'all are ready, and you're really doing that. If you're really doing that somewhere, however, I got my eyes on you. We don't want that. Stay happy and clean. You all have to help me help you. We have currency for everybody, and unlimited currency in the U.S. is available to you. You have to work with me, though, and help me get the currency to you and help me get to you so that they will send me when you make contact and communicate. For those who are interested in receiving the currency awards, you can visit yourdreamsreality.com, click the invest link, filling in the 5-minute free application. And we'll get that started for you. So, okay? And that's it for now. With Samara and the Cameroon. Grown people, this is your help. I'm going to go on with the rest of the show, however. You can call the International U.S. Operation at 888-225-9490. Leave a message. Okay, or text me person. Okay? So, a while ago, I'm on a city metropolitan transportation device. I was talking to you about this earlier, a city bus, back a while ago. Okay? Sometimes I park my car and ride. You know, so I'm riding and the bus stops, and somebody smashed into the back of the bus at about 45 or 50 miles an hour. Now, flying to the rear seat to the right, another girl, girls, I'm sure, were shaking up, okay? Other people flying around from the front. The bus fans started making so much noise, I thought it was grinding through the back wall, you know? I was shaking up, however, also. I wasn't bleeding, you know? Man, I mean, the girls that were in the back, all of a sudden we were all looking around and wondering what was going on, right? Walking around dazed. And the ambulance, police came, 6 to 8 minutes, I filled in my bus, you know, my Metro car, took footage of at the scene, everything and the damage. And a few of the passengers went to the hospital with the neck brace on, the stretcher, and the ambulance. And seriously, I didn't think it was any big deal, and I wasn't really hurting, you know? I was a little sore, and a couple days later, like when you go to the gym, you know, you get sore for about a week and a half or so until the soreness went away, right? And I thought it was over. The only problem is that I started having flashbacks and stuff for months, nervousness about being on the Metro, you know. I tense up when the bus would stop, when it impact trauma, you know, with impact trauma memory. Then I thought it went away, and all of a sudden, like again a few days ago on Sunday, this traumatic situation, people getting behind me with some horrible hit the kids from behind hunt or something. I knew what it was. It was a darn bus accident. You know? Some guy just hits the bus from behind. You know? I wonder about some of these people sometimes. I can't take it anymore, though. You know, it seems like everywhere I go, something's getting behind me, and it's almost like a spiritual, like, haunting that says, get behind them in a scary accident. Like, I could almost make it a movie or something. You know, is there help for stuff like this? You know, I mean, I had a couple people ask me if I ever got paid for that, and I haven't, actually. I didn't even think about it, really. And I'm, you know, am I supposed to actually get some type of accident ease therapy, compensation for that or something? I thought, you know, it was, it wasn't the bus company's fault, though. You know, it wasn't my fault either, though. You know, some guy who just ran us in the bus. Metro Adventures. I might have to do a TV show or something about always on the adventure. Monday, you know, I saw this beautiful Caucasian lady on the Metro, too, you know. And beautifuls, all my beautifuls, just you know, now, I'm single. I mean, I haven't connected with you yet, beautiful, so, like, you know, you got to get to me and show me some love. Because, until then, I'm single. So I can see, really see anybody and like them, you know, any nationality, even from Samara, Cameroon. And you might have to save the others from mutilation and abuse, however, you know. I've seen some beautiful ladies, really dark, nearly blackish charcoal color ladies also that look really good. They're not all Negro or African, though. Some of them haven't ever been or lived in Africa. Some are Liberian, even in London, Australia. Then there are probably where they have like really dark-skinned Australians. And in Australia, I think they're predominantly Caucasian countries, right? I guess. I don't know, you know. But I like all different types of skin colors, though. Really light-skinned, pale. I've seen some cute albinos. It just depends, you know. I mean, you guys are like me, too, you know. But then, when I see you, I really like you when I see you. But you got to talk to me. We got to get along. Look you in your eyes. I wasn't really into holding hands that much. Well, I'm going to hold your hands a little bit. Hold on to you. Put my hand around your waist.
the way you like it when I make love to you later. I'm making love to you. Okay, so, yeah. This pretty decently pale skinned Caucasian lady, right? Which is attractive for a Caucasian, by the way. Pale. I like pale and Caucasian. I fantasize about a tan line, obviously. However, I've never had a tan line. However, pale is the default color, right? So I'm attracted to her instantly, and she was wearing this purple coat in the rain. Really thin, you know, look vegetarian. Tight, small rear with some perky breast appeal, you know. I didn't see him on the metro, you know. I didn't really see her, breast or nothing, but just imagining that through a perky. So she got off on my, you know, the stop and just stood there, right? Waited for a minute and figured I'd give her my contact. And I'm standing here saying, I got other things to do than run around just giving everybody in the world my contact, you know. By then, though, she was across the street waiting for the metro that runs back towards LAX and the hotels. You know, she went back to her hotel. And I gave her my contact. And she said a word or two. You know, I could tell she was foreign, you know, or at least had an accent, like from France or Rome or Italy, Russia or something, right? Somewhere in Europe. I imagine making love to her instantly, you know, her making love to me and at the hotel, and thought it'd be great hearing from her again, right? So, or receiving a text or call or something, you know, so beautiful. I mean, she had these incredible eyes. Reminds me of Ulrika, pretty Ulrika from the L. Ron Hubbard. I remember Ulrika was beautiful, like Angel or Church of Latter-day Saints or something, Mormon, like, trying to remember the name of this other girl that I used to like. Remind me of Melissa from the Church of Latter-day Saints. Yeah, so a whole bunch of foreigners from other countries along with nothing to do to enjoy themselves when they're here in their hotel rooms all by themselves. I might come by your hotel to see you. You know, we can also go a few places that are fun. I can show you around if you're cool, you know, I can spend some quality moments with you. I had a Caucasian girlfriend in sixth grade, Krista at Overwright. Freckles, cute. I really liked her. You know? Wonder what it would have been like if we had gotten married and had some kids, you know. Parents, you must assist in planning your children's future and ensure that they have what they need to reproduce and live as productive citizens correctly. Where'd you go, Krista? If you're out there, okay, somewhere, call me. 909-680-7261. I really, really think occasionally what happened to some of the friends that meant the most. Where are you? I mean, I think about it occasionally. Where are the friends that we've had, you know? But then, I guess I haven't had that many friends, you know? I mean, junior high school, I got millions of fans around the world, billions probably at this point. However, I'm just talking about, like, personally, you know, like, growing up, junior high school, and all the fans, you know, the fan clubs, radio quest lines, you all have to tell me who you are. So I'm familiar with who you are, you know, so we could be friends. I wonder what be like making love to a beautiful lady like that sometimes, you know. I like all nationalities, though, black. Hispanic, Asian, Caucasian, Malaysian, Samoan, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I'm single, so I can be with anybody. So any decent lady is attractive. Any decent girl is attractive. But I like perfection, like I was saying earlier. Like when I look at you and everything seems perfect when we're in each other's presence. All right, so y'all have to talk to me, though. Talk to me. Just don't just take me out and expect me to follow you like a zombie or something. Text me, 909-680-7261. You know, some girls expect me to follow them into their houses
you know? And I'm thinking, like, okay, I'm not going to just follow you into your house without you, like, inviting me or saying something. You know, I'm going to get in there and then have some misunderstanding. You know, I mean, I understand, like, you know, how Solomon's talking stuff. I mean, I understand that. I have good communication with a lot of people. However, you got to tell me or write me a letter or something. You know, and, yeah, a love letter. Right, I love you on a piece of paper. It'd be mine.
Oh, I already got that. Oh, I love you. You're beautiful. Thank you so much for my Valentine, by the way. You're so beautiful. Just keep seeing in the dark. And when you look at Teddy, Teddy's always saying, I love you. And I'll be Teddy. I'll be your Teddy bear. Okay, so I'm alive and living eternally forever. Okay, text me your number, your hotel, and your room number. Text me your name, your hotel, and your room number. I'm single. Free to be with you. If you want to bless me with the currency consideration, I don't mind, however. Okay, if I have some love for you, that's the important thing. Paris Hilton, she's cute also. Paris, how's it going to cash money? It's about that hour for you to get that new album working, isn't it? I can't wait to get a song that I really like with Paris Hilton. I'm gonna have to make the song with you, Paris. Yeah, we're gonna go all around the world. I think of a billion and make a song with a billion. Paris, you cool people though, you know. I like your style, you always have. And I look forward to us doing something together. Beyonce, don't forget about that song. Somebody having an involved, Matthew, man, can you go over there and talk to me, our caller, and say, look, we need to get that Success Can't Hurt You song. I know y'all got an involved. I sent everything you need. $100,000 is that. And then did we get somebody $100,000? I'm not just dreaming, am I? It wasn't just a dream that I sent $100,000 account for that Success Can't Hurt You. I don't know. If you need the information again, I'll send it to you. It's not just sitting in an account, is it? Can you imagine people with millions of dollars sitting in accounts they haven't accessed yet because they've been doing something else and haven't really accessed it yet? I'm just trying to think. Who's got money for me that's just sitting there? You know, like a brand new car sitting in the garage you just haven't given me the key for yet. I didn't get the key, by the way, even to the Bentley. It sat there. I had the key to 2015 and 2016. Just sat there. So, all right. We've always had cute Caucasian families to mate with in our family. You know, my dad, you know, when he traveled the world, we had many Caucasian offspring in our family. My dad wanted, Germany and all kinds of different places. Some say short hair is dishonorable, even to men. Some countries and cultures have used cutting the hair off when a male and or female child or adult has not done the right thing or did something dishonorable, like scalping in the Indian. Scalping didn't always take the skin off, though, just remove the hair, okay? And if you have hair, you're an honorable person. If you have hair, hair represents strong metabolism. Hair represents Hair represents dedication and commitment. The longer hair, the longer, the more dedication, commitment. Immunity. The hair represents healing power. Some say. So, we'll get back to that in a whole nother show later. Okay, listen, do you realize that some people, if you're wearing a weave or a wig, see weave and wig people as harmful criminals, liars, etc.? I tested this personally. People with wigs and weaves are not telling you the truth, even about their appearance. Doesn't mean that some of you aren't cute. It just means that that's you're a lie, covering up something that you didn't want others seeing. Okay? If you have natural hair, wear your natural hair. I want to see who you are, not the fake appearance. I mean, obviously, if you're on TV, if you're doing costumes, or you know, you're just changing your appearance up, that's one thing. There are exceptions to rule. However, some people, as a rule, every day are lying to people about who they are, even if they
didn't say a verbal lie, the actual cover-up in itself is a lie. Okay? It says that this is me when that's not the person at all. There's a secondary organizational group, generally a secondary organizational operating system, that does not necessarily function with the original operating primary systems. Does that make sense? What do you all think? Okay? I do realize, however, some just have hair for style and different looks. And remember what I said, though. Think about it. Okay? Like fake nails. When your natural nails look so good and look good for some, why are you doing, you know, fake nails? Some don't have any nails at all, so they need fake nails because they don't have any nails, so that looks a little bit natural, so you don't just have nubs. You know, leave nails to those who need them. If you already got natural nails, then leave your nails alone. You know, when a person is in an environment that perpetuates the long hair growth cycle, it generally means they are doing something right. Also, people whom aren't all there use fake nails. Like the coroners get pretty, you know, get their people pretty before funerals, like fake dolls. You know, they're the best makeup artists for people and or dolls who aren't moving, if you understand what I said. Officers are supposed to be married. Okay? Is this true? I do believe in the beginning they said all officers were supposed to have wives and become examples for the communities. Officers originally were restricted from smoking and drinking alcohol because they're toxic and carcinogenics, and we do not need officers consuming toxins or carcinogenics. Real officers, when most authority agencies were formed, were restricted from such activities. The incorporators did not do these things at all, and any agents or representatives would not have been allowed either into those types of functions and or practices and habits. This was done in order to keep the primary systems operating in a primary capacity. Any secondary organizational activity in the primary system causes challenges and or breakdowns in the primary system. It's like a working engine with a dead battery. One piece can make the whole car look dysfunctional and or operate dysfunctionally. The same for smoking and or alcoholic officer, deputy and or authoritative organizational agent. With all due respect to all you officers, for any type agency or organizational at all. I'm just a messenger. I'm just a show host. This comes in from all the people, kids, like me. You know, like me, I'm with you. You know, we together. You got to like me. Okay? So just FYI, you all need this information. Okay, let's see. This is the third segment of the show. We have one more segment of the show so that we can complete the show. I'm going to talk for a couple more minutes, then we're going to end the segment of the show. And the last segment of the show will come after this segment of the show. And I'll put the link down there so you guys have access to it, the fourth segment of the show. This is actually the second segment of the show, and then there's the third segment of the show and the fourth segment of the show. All right. I like being alone. You know, I don't mind groups either. But like when, you know, girls ask me, what high school is it? I had the girls ask me, do I like being alone with a girl, or do I like group being with a group of girls? And you guys are talking about intimacy. Do I like making love to one girl alone or with like a group of girls? I mean, you know what? I'm an artist. I'm a musician. I've been on the road before. I've been with groups. You know, I fall asleep alone. I fall asleep with groups of people. You know, I mean, I've been to lingerie parties before. I've been to large, you know, I've been in houses where they had really nice clothes, like celebrity parties and stuff like that, where people were half nude and lingerie and stuff. I mean, not in a misappropriated way. I mean, adults, when adults are around adults, behave themselves, you know. I mean, if somebody wants to make love or somebody's attracted to somebody, that's the way, you know, that adults make their own decisions. However, me, I get on the couch and just fall asleep. And when I wake up, I mean, it's cool just kind of being in an environment where I got good music playing and, you know, and seeing beautiful people. I mean, that's like heaven, you know what I'm saying? So, however, I like being alone, you know, probably rather be with one lady alone, be with you alone, before with a group.
So I don't really, I don't mind. I've been in situations with groups. It's I like having that one-on-one attention, however, I mean, there are other situations where, if you got to tell me what you desire, what your fantasy is, what your desires are. The question is, I like one-on-one attention also, because I require a lot of attention. So, I like to give one lady, attention so she can return the attention and adoration. I like dimples also in the cheeks and in the butt. That's it. Like right above the cheeks, the butt cheeks. Also, little dimples. Oh my God, that's so sexy. I like when the thighs just have just the right amount of tone. Ooh, oh, I love you. You're beautiful. All right, listen. So this is part three. I'm gonna go ahead and end this session. This part of the show. Well, this is part two. This is part two, then part three. Part three comes after part two, and then there's part four. So this is part two, then you get part three, and then part four. And we'll keep on talking about some of these things that you love to hear. And trust me, girls, oh my God, I love you. You girls turn me on all the time. When I see you guys every day, some of you guys, I like seeing your uniform. You just look so attractive and beautiful, and just that when you going to get your education taken care of and graduating and then the college, all of this makes the difference. I'm in a living heaven, okay? And I tell people, some people start planning their children's futures before they were born, but you can plan who you're gonna marry all the way at 10. And you'd be surprised how fast a few years go by. Are you 10 one day, you 15 the next, and then you're going on 20. I mean, some of you 15-year-olds is turning 16, these 16-year-olds are turning 17. Look, you 18, you out the door already. It happens so fast. We're not hurting you, but I'm just talking about living. Fathers, mothers, guardians, even these group homes that's ready for emancipation, plan a future for these kids, for these youth. The future tomorrow, today. I love you. That's what Royal Court's all about. Okay? So, preparing for the next segment of Real Radio. Because it's real.